Now it's 8 minutes past eight. Shane McElhattan is here again with It Says in the Papers.
X marks the rot is the headline over today's lead editorial in the Irish Sun. On the growing clamour over the Grok AI tool on X, the social media network, formerly Twitter, owned by Elon Musk. Many of the papers detail how the issue is now presenting the government here with a major dilemma. The paper says the government has yet to take any real action against X over the controversy, even though their EU headquarters are based here. If there was a factory down the road this morning producing these kinds of images, it would be shut down immediately. That quote from Labour Party Senator Laura Harman is carried in several papers, including The Sun. The paper says the senator's call to consider banning X in Ireland comes as Taoiseach Micheál Martin denies the government is treating X with kid gloves because of Elon Musk's connection to US President Donald Trump. Between Grok and a hard place is the Irish Independence headline over Mary Regan's summing up of the dilemma for the government. She writes that the issue dominated the first day back for the Dáil, an issue that is at once global and local, because the European headquarters of X is on Fenian Street, less than half a kilometre from Leinster House. It could become the focus of a new front in the battle between EU tech regulation and the US push for global dominance. She says the government is caught between the objective of not upsetting the golden tech goose that has boosted the country's finances and becoming increasingly accountable for the ethical questions about the activities of these companies. Iranian patriots, keep protesting. Take over your institutions. Readers will see echoes of the events of the January 6th Capitol riots in the message on social media sent to Iranian demonstrators yesterday by President Trump. The Irish Daily Mail carries a screen grab of the message, as thousands are now feared dead in what the paper calls a brutal crackdown by the country's dictatorship. The president's message is carried across the papers, and it ends with the claim that help is on the way. The Mail says the cryptic message kept the president's options open, and they could include airstrikes against the Iranian regime. When asked what this help would consist of, the paper quotes Mr. Trump, "You're going to find out." The reaction to Circuit Court Judge James O'Donoghue's description of Dublin cyclists as having become a nightmare gets a lot of coverage. The Irish Times, among others, details how the same judge was fined €600 under the Road Traffic Act at Clifton District Court in 2012 after he pleaded guilty to failing to comply with the request for a breath sample from a Garda the previous year at Ballyconeely, County Galway. The reaction in the papers to the price rises announced by Guinness brewer Diageo will remind many readers of a previous era when the price of the pint was a national obsession. You can take your pick from the inevitable headlines. From The Star, Guinness Sup of Records, Pint of Pain from The Sun, or Breaking Pint from The Mirror. Finally, The Independent marks the death of Scott Adams, the creator of the comic strip character Dilbert. The obituary, reprinted from the Washington Post, recalls how his workplace doodles evolved into the fictional cubicle-dwelling office worker who eventually rivaled Peanuts and Garfield in popularity in newspapers across the world. The obituary describes how Adams was dropped by the same newspapers and his publisher in the early 20s, after his increasingly extreme criticisms of diversity, equity and inclusion. The article says he will still be remembered for his takes on corporate jargon, managerial ineptitude and the indignities of life in the cubicle farm. It recalls one strip where Dilbert is promoted, but with no extra pay, just more responsibility, because that's how we recognise our best people.